Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
We all know at this point in each hour we focus on entertainment, mostly music. This is performance artist Laurie Anderson, and what you're listening to is part of her performance of Music for Dogs. That's what this is called, Music for Dogs. She appeared last night with Stephen Colbert and explained this project of hers called Music for Dogs.
Yeah. Why?
It's super twee, I know.
Yeah, but so, and what does it mean, Music for Dogs?
Well, it's a different thing each time. And I started out doing it because I was giving a speech. I was backstage in the green room. Was super boring. And I'm wearing that, you know, mortarboard thing that was supposed to be a commencement speech. And I was feeling really guilty because I was supposed to tell all of these artists, don't worry about your student loan. You're going to wipe that out right away. And the cellist Yo-Yo Ma was there, and we were just kind of, because it was going on and on for hours, I was saying, you know, I have this fantasy when I'm doing a concert, I look out and the whole audience is dogs. And he said, I have that fantasy too. I said, really? Okay, whoever gets to do it first invites the other one. So actually I invited him to come tonight, but he was busy. He was busier than I am. And so, anyway, I was invited to direct a big festival in Sydney, Australia, and I got to invite all my favorite artists and filmmakers and writers, and I said to the producer, and I also would like to do a concert for dogs. And he didn't say, concert for dogs? No, we just write sound, concert for dogs. So we did this show, and we thought a few hundred dogs would show up. Thousands of dogs showed up.
Now, sort of listen to this. This is kind of curious. The Music for Dogs. And if you have a dog in the room with you or in the car with you or someplace, see what the dog's reaction is to this. Hear the high-pitched music here, Richie, the violins and stuff. That's what
it would certainly get their attention right
dog.
There at the
beginning. Right. Listen to this. This is the only place in the world that you'd hear on the radio a concert.
You know what it reminds me of?
Music for Dogs, yes.
20-some years ago, Jack Kevorkian released a jazz album.
Oh, yes!
And
right.
Listen, compare it. Here, listen. This is Jack Kevorkian.
Before he went to jail.
Kind of the morose.
Yes.
Dark. Thing.
Heavy.
Yeah, now
dark.
Here's the dog song.
But see, the pitches are higher.
Yeah.
You listen to that.
I'd be curious to see how she researched how this would be for dogs.
Well, you wonder whether
like,
there actually are notes
and...
on a page or whether these people, this is their version of jamming. You know, a classical, we all talk about jazz artists and how they go into a studio and jam. It must be the classical artists go into a studio and jam as well, wouldn't you think?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Why? It's a different kind of jamming.
It's too organized. It's too, there's too many people.
Too many pieces to it?
Yeah, you can only jam if there's, you know,
I get it.
Up
I
to seven or eight of you.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, you know how my mind works.
Yeah.
I'm creatively putting myself into a studio with a bunch of violinists and cello players and bass players.
They must have tested instruments and note.
Yeah, well, pitch. With dogs to see what they reacted to.
And then said, okay, this instrument, yes, this instrument, no, this note, yes,
high
this note,
pitch,
no.
Like trumpets and trombones, it probably wouldn't do much for a dog. But a high pitch to sound frequency that comes out of a good fiddle would probably do
or
it.
Or an organ, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah, that could be, yeah. All right, so there, we've let your imagination run wild here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What if you could enjoy more free time and still get all your work done? We'll tell you how, thanks to a tip from a listener.
Ryan says he goes to a sporting event or concert just about every week. Because he's paid for the ticket in advance, he feels compelled to go.
That's his secret. It forces him to focus so he gets his work done in less time. This greater efficiency gives him more time to have fun. We've tested it, and it works for us, too.
So what's something you really enjoy doing? Get it on your schedule. Pay in advance if you can. It creates a negative incentive, a cost with no benefit if you don't go.
So you'll push harder to get your work done in less time. Enjoy more downtime for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever thought about the ethics associated with parenting? Actually, there are three ethical principles required to raise children responsibly. Here's the philosophical science of it. First, you must teach your children a social ethic, a how to get along with others, and most parents excel here. Next, an individual ethic, how to take care of themselves mentally and physically. Parents, they excel here too. The third area, well, most parents fall short when it comes to teaching their child why they're here. It's kind of like a roadmap that helps them find meaning in life. What's the cheap psychological trick? Mastering two out of three ethics is good, but it takes all three ethics to develop a love for living. Maybe you ought to ask your child, what do you want to do with your life? Maybe you ought to ask a little more often. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.